Okay, here we go. Hey, Safra Samach Beis. Vehine. Vanchu Kedish Tinley.
Okay.
We're talking about Neshama. And we discussed the idea of Yerid Tzerech Aliyah. But Yerid Tzerech Aliyah has two levels. The first level of Yerid Tzerech Aliyah is that when the Neshama comes down here, gets in touch with the Tzedish Lamaila in the highest Madreges, higher than Ishtalshalos, because the Halam is Vestarim, the Gevuris of the Neshama in the Guf allows it to reach the Tzedish Shemaka. So in the last few shiurim, the Rebbe explained, and we learned, and we interpreted, and we're not sure if we understood anything correctly, this concept, the significance of this idea of the neshama dafka lamata reaching the infinity of the neshama. The shaila, of course, is the neshama comes from kelim. And if kelim are mugbal, how does the neshama become a beligavul? And the answer is because the neshama gets in touch with the shedish of kelim, the way the kelim are included in ain't safe. And the way the kelim are included in ain't safe, so they're also ain't safe, because they're bli mitzias or beligavul. And somehow that explains how the neshama becomes a mahalach dafka lamata. So, for better or for worse, we're not going to go back to that. In other words, even though we still wanted to know if we understood it correctly, but we're done with that. What we're doing right now is the next Yirid Tzerech Aliyah. And the next Yirid Tzerech Aliyah is that the Neshama goes higher than the Shedish HaMokar. Until now, the entire discussion was that the Neshama goes back until the Shedish HaMokar, and now it's going to go higher than the Shedish HaMokar. And what is that? It goes has an aliyah from Tahara to Kiddush. Vehine. Under the lines, yeah? Next to the number 60. Kolze, everything we learned about in Vayigash, in the beginning of Vayichi, u'aliyah lebechine shedesh u'makeid and neshama levad. The neshama is taka having an aliyah. What does that mean, the neshama is taka having an aliyah? Neshama in Bria is only Bria. Neshama in Atzilus is only Atzilus. The neshama lamata reaches its shedish much higher than Atzilus, till Ak and so on. Nevertheless, it's ha'aliyah lebechinas shedish u'makeid ha'neshama levad. The neshama is accessing the power from the way the neshama is in the highest madreges lamaila and no higher. Zakti rabbi omnam, however, tachlis aliyah hi, the ultimate aliyah is shal yedei teiru mitzvahs. When a person learns Teda and does mitzvahs, mis'ala ha'neshama, the neshama has an aliyah, oid l'mayla mishor shoma keda, even higher than its root and its source. And this is the second step, the second level of yirid tzerech aliyah, the neshama goes higher than the shedish hamakir. V'ha'inyin, who the Rebbe proceeds to explain, nedihi, niksiv, it says in the pasuk, v'anche kedish tihi yunli, that the Eibish to command the Jewish people in Pashas Mishpatim, which was last week, that the Jewish people have to be holy. Anchekedish Helike Mensch. So Chassidus explains, behind you, what does this mean? So Yedei Teiru Mitzvahs through Teiru Mitzvahs Mis'alim Bebechinas Kedish V'chulu. The Neshama ascends to the level of Kedish. And Kedish is higher than the Shedish HaNeshama. Why? The B'Neshama Nema Teheiro Hi. The neshama is called pure, and on all levels, the neshama is called pure. And the gam shedesh haneshama, even the neshama on the level of the root, keich hamachshav, as he's been calling it, and the highest levels, higher than say the nishtalshlos haneshama, bechinas tehera, the neshama is only pure. And what is the concept of tehera? Kelim. So true, neshamas have very, very high sources. But the highest source of the neshama is only the way the neshama is mushish in the shedesh, which is shedesh hakelim. The neshama is oila from the madrega of garmoi to the madrega of chayoi, from the madrega of kedim to the madrega of oir. And this is going out of its limitations. Another going beyond its source. The definition of neshama is kelim, and kelim are vistach havdalah helim and havdalah and agbalah and eschalkus. Even the way they are in their shedish shemaker. And through Teiru Mitzvahs, a Yid's neshama goes up from the Madrega of Tahara to the Madrega of Kiddush. Now, what's the Haskalah, Shebet Dover? What is the Haskalah of going from Tahara to Kiddusha? I don't know. What's the Haskalah of going from Tahara to Kiddusha? I don't know. But that's the technical idea, that the neshama is Eila from Kelim to Eir. We had earlier, a long time ago, Akasha, which you have in places, some places in Chassidus. He mentioned it in Samach Vov, and I think you have it also in Ayin Beis. That we always say that neshamas are connected to Kelim, and sometimes we say that neshamas are connected to Eir. The simplest case in point would be Tanya. All over the Tanya, when they bring Neir Havaya and Nishmas Adam, that the neshama is a candle, they're talking about the flame. Right? In Tanya Perek Yudches, when he's talking about Mesiras Nefesh, Neir Havaya and Nishmas Yutes, Neir Havaya and Nishmas Adam, the neshama is the flame, not the wick, and not the fuel, and not the cup. And the same is true also in the Geras HaTshuva Perek Dalad, he brings the mashal of Neir Havaya, Nishmas Adam, and he connects the neshama to Oir. In Maimorim, and Teira Eir, and so on and so forth, Neir Havaya, Nishmas Adam, like the Lashna they bring in Maimorim, Lansish Balaz, Lansish means the Keli, the candelabra, the Keli, Neshamas come from Keli. And then you have also certain Neshamas, like Rashbi, that they say that they come from Eir. And if I recall correctly, and I'm saying this carefully, if I recall correctly, what he explains is that when you say a neshama comes from Keli, the neshama comes from Keli plus the Eir which is in the Keli. And when you say that a neshama comes from Keli plus the Eir, it comes from the Keli, it means that the neshama has a shaychis to the Eir which is lefiyerach ha-Keli. When you say that a neshama comes from Eir, it doesn't only mean that it has the shaychis to the Eir which is in the Kli, it means that the shaychis to Eir shalemaila mi-ha-Keli. And I think that that's how we understand this also. And when I say I think, I mean befeirish that I don't know. I think means, I think, it mirduchzach, but I'm not sure. I think that this is how the Hasbara goes. That when you say the Neshama comes from Keli, the Neshama comes from Keli, and the Eir which is in the Keli. So why is it called the Neshama coming from Keli, from the Madrega of Eir, which is limited to Keli? When you say, and therefore there's many Madregas, and there's higher and higher and higher. In other words, you have Kelim and Atzilus, you have Kelim and Kesef, Kelim and Ak, you have many Madregas of Kelim. Each Madreg of Kelim has an Eir inside the Keli, but the Eir inside the Keli is always Lefiyerach HaKli. Not more than the Lefiyerach HaKli. When you say about Rashbi, that his Neshama is an Inyan of Eir, for example, or it says in Tanya that the Neshama is an Inyan of Neir of Eir, and it says over here, V'anche Kedesh Tehli, that through Avoida the Neshama goes from the Madreg of Garmoyi, to Chayoyi, the Havana is not that it's going from Keli to Eir. It's going from the Keli and the Eir, which is limited to the Keli, to a Madrega of Eir, which is completely removed from the Keli. And that's the Aliyah. In all Madregas, there's Keli, and the Shamas come from Keli. In all Madregas, Keli have Eir inside of themselves, but the Eir is a Fiyerach HaKli. The discussion of Anchi Kedesh means an Eir which is higher than a Kli. And again, I'm repeating, I think this is the Pshat and this Havana, this Maimed, this Hemshech, but I'm not absolutely certain. So we're going to continue to read. Okay? V'ha'inyin hu. The pshat is as follows. We already explained, and again, I'm reading always the underlined. Ha'hefresh ben gedusha l'tara. The difference between holy and pure was already discussed in an earlier maimon. And what's the difference? The gedusha masha muvdal. The word holy means removed, separated. Which means ve'ein lehis chabras klal im masha lamata mimenu v'chulu, and does not at all join to things that are beneath it, something which is lower than it. Holy means categorically removed. I'm higher than you, and I have nothing to do with you. Masha ein kein tar, as opposed to pure, husha ein kodesh b'yetzim. It's holy, but not holy b'yetzim. Not removed categorically. Ki'im, but rather shesh le erech v'shaiches. It has some relativism and some relatedness to what is below. Is pure. In other words, something which is pure, something which is clean can be dirty. Something which is pure could be impure. Something which is holy has nothing to do with the whole criteria of pure, because it has no connection to the criteria of impure. It has no shaykhas to either. It's above both. And that's called Kedesh. So to use the mashal, again, we went through this already by Riches in earlier classes, but to use the mashal for Tahara would be water and wine and oil. You can have clean water and dirty water. You can have wine with residue, with sediment, with schmutz, and you can have pure wine, wine that's properly sifted, sieved. Now that of the shemen, you can have shemen zayizach, pure olive oil, and olive oil which has within it pieces. So tahara would mean that the liquid is pure. But the fact that you call the liquid pure means by definition that it's theoretically possible that it should be impure, and nevertheless it's pure. So in other words, something which is pure by definition means it could be dirty, it's clean. Or it was dirty and you cleaned it. Holy means you have nothing to do with pure because you have nothing to do with impure. And the mashal for holy is light and fire. There's no such thing as dirty light. There's no such thing as dirty fire. There may be such a thing as dirty fuel. But fire and light are categorically removed from the whole criteria of cleanliness and filth. So pure means clean in a case where it could be the opposite of clean. Holy means removed from clean because it's removed from unclean as well. So the neshama is tahira, which means the neshama comes from kelim. And again, if I'm correct, it means eidam alubash bekelim. But the neshama's being tahira is something which could be the hepecha tahara. Mashenken v'anche koydesh tirli, becoming holy, it has nothing to do with it. And the Rebbe says, v'nizbayr, and we explained, the taharo b'chinas ha-kelim. When you say the word pure, you're talking about kelim. And kodesh b'chinas ha-er, and holy is used for the word er. Okay? Now, if you could remember, if you could remember the conversations we had way back when, it's not so long ago, but the conversations we had then, I discussed with you the fact that the Rebbe once wrote about his father, Kveit Yudushas. The last year before the stroke, at a Pesach, the Rebbe added in the Mishnah Mechilas Chametz, Kveit Yudushas. In all the earlier years, he wrote Rav Agon, Rav Chosid, Rav Levi Yitzchok, Zal, and sometimes he wrote Zatzal, Neum, the Rebbe wrote his name, Ben, La'adeni, Ovi, Medi, Verabim, La'amur, Rav Agon, Rav Chosid, Rav Yitzchok, Zal, and sometimes Rav Levi Yitzchok, Zatzal. In Nun Aleph, he wrote Ben, L'Kveit Kedushas, A'amur, I think for the Amur or Amur, for the Yiddish Amur, Rav Agon and Rav Chos of Yitzchok. I forgot if he wrote that year, Zatzal or Zal. So I discussed with you what it means to call a human being holy. And the Rebbe waited 47 years. His father passed away in 1944. In 1991, he wrote by his father, Kveit Kedushas. It was the last chance. The following year, I think the Rebbe signed the Mechiras Chavos Nebeis, it was already after the stroke. So the Rebbe wrote Kveit Kedushas. Because there's a huge difference between calling a person pure and calling a person holy. We all want to be clean. Some of us are cleaner. Some of us are not so clean. Some of us are dirtier. Some are less dirty. But holy doesn't mean I'm better than other people in the same things that other people are doing. Holy means I'm removed from the category of other people. Because other people are struggling. Other people are either clean or dirty, but they're dealing with filth. Holy means I have no shaychus to filth whatsoever. And I think not even every tzaddik could be called kaddish. You could be a tzaddik, but not a kaddish. Calling somebody a kaddish is a very unusual illusion. Calling a person holy means that they're completely removed from the possibility of an aveda, completely removed from the possibility of klipa, because they're categorically above. And that's the pshat kaddish. So the Rebbe says the neshama is only tahir. There's a lot of madregas in this tahara, but even the highest levels of the neshama remains only inyan tahara. And through the avodah, not only does the neshama lamata go back to cheder shemakra, which is incredible enough, but it goes higher than the cheder shemakra lamayla. It goes from the madrega of kael to the madrega of it. Okay. And now the Rebbe has a question. And the question I'm not going to read, the question I'm going to tell you bal peh, because in the text also, the question is not written into the text. I didn't underline it, so I'm going to read it to you bal peh. And the question is, how could you call Oyer Kaddish if it goes into Keli?
It's like the fire in the field.
How could you call Oyer Kaddish if it goes into Keli? In other words, we understand the difference between Tahara and Kedusha, right? Tahara means pure, something which is clean that could also be dirty. Kaddish means something which is removed that can't be dirty. If Oyer goes into Kli...
Does Kli have any effect on the
Oyer? Huh?
Does Kli have effect on the Oyer?
It has to. If the Oyer doesn't have... Kli doesn't affect on the Oyer, the Kel didn't go into it. Of course the Kel has an effect on the Oyer. So the Shaila is, if Oyer goes into Keli, and to quote Mesh Yitzchak, and the Kli has an effect on the Oyer, then L'chaid is no longer Kaddish. In other words, Yosef, the issue that we have is that every neshama comes from kelim doesn't only mean kelim. Every neshama comes from kelim and the air which is in the keli. So when you say kadesh, you mean the air which is higher than the keli. The Rebbe's kasha is, before we get to that, when you say this ravoida, you can be eilif from the madrega of tahara, which is kelim, to madrega of kedusha, which is air. We assume that we're talking about the air which is in the keli. And if we're talking about the air which is in the keli, how could you call it kaddish? Because the air which is in the keli, not only does the air affect the keli affects the air. So the kasha is, when you saw that you go from tahara to kedusha, you mean going from the keli to the air. But the air is in the keli. If the air is in the keli, then the air is also the shaykhas to the inyan keli, which is tumah and tahara. So how we call that kedusha?
You just said that Kedusha is the higher in the time when you go to the or above.
Right, point well taken. But first of all, this kasha is exactly what I told you. That how could you say about the Eidam Alubaj Rekeli, which is Kaddish, the Eidam Alubaj Rekeli, which is the Shaykhah's Tatahana, as it says the kasha is. And I believe that it's not a contradiction to what I told you because.
Your access both.
Let's see the tenets. And the tenets is very interesting. The tenets are interesting. Later on, if you'll turn to page Tafresh Samach Gimel at the bottom of the page, the Rebbe is going to answer the question better. Omnam yesh bechinas kedesh or bechinas kodesh. The answer, the second answer is going to be that there's an eid which is higher than keli and the eid which is in keli. That's going to be the second edit. But the first edit is, how could you call an neshama kodesh? Because it goes from keli to eid. Eid is also shayach to keli, and because eid is also shayach to keli, it's also shayach to And the Rebbe answers the question. The Teretz is based on what's in other places in Chassidus. Nobody is holy like the Eibush is Kaddish. Now, I remember learning this. And I remember not understanding one single Saltai word of this. So I took it as a Maimah from the Rebbe in Kaddish Kahavaya. I forgot what year it is. I just remember this page Shin Gimel. There's a man from the Rebbe on page Shin Gimel, one of his svarim that explains the sugi of Ein Kodesh Kahavaya. And I remember learning the Maimed. The Maimed is two pages. And when I was done the Maimed, I understood at least as much and not more and possibly less than I understood before I had learned the Maimed. Ein Kodesh Kahavaya means Havaya is different than all other Kedushas. How? Because all other Kedushas are Kodesh because they're removed. Havaya is Kaddish, even though it's not removed. It's removed without being removed. And that's going to be the Teretz to the Kasha. That it says in Zayat, on the words, Ein Kaddish Kahavaya, quote, Kamo Kaddishin Inun. There are many things that are holy. However, V'leis Kaddish, nothing is holy, Kahavaya like Havaya is holy. What's the difference between Havaya and all other holy things? Simple. All other holy things are holy because they're removed. Havaya is holy, even though he's manifest, even though he's be his galus. Okay? The Hagam Shum is Labish, even though Havaya is an Eir which goes into Keli. Mikomo came Einei Mis'adav Imoim, he doesn't mix with the Keli. Vuhu, and even though the Eir and the Keli join and they become one, they're still Bebechines Kodesh, who moved all holy and removed. V'hainu, this means that bebechinas ha'er, when you're talking about eir in sof, and the Rebbe says in parenthesis, shelo b'inyan havaya b'chal she'er she'er, it's havaya z'er. The hagam she'mislabesh be'kelim u'misachei dimohem. The eir goes into the kelim, becomes one with the kelim. Mikomokam, nevertheless, einei mis'adev, mamish imohem, he doesn't mix with them mamish, and he remains muvdal even though it's be'hislabshus. What's the proof of this? Mima da chalifu dechtayu is the concept of oyer changing places. What's the concept of oyer changing places? Eir chesed bekeli agvur. You have a light which already has a stamp, a tendency, a flavor of chesed, and nevertheless they go into gvur and so forth. The reason for this is sha'er posha, the light is plain, even though the way it has it seen, it's still relatively plain. And therefore, af beyesa eiram lubish bekeli, even the light which is limited to the vessel. The substance of that air is not fully changed. Vareu kodesh umuvdal, it remains holy and removed, af bihiyese melub sham, even though the eder is in the keli. Turn the page, tafesh tamachim, let's read some more. Aval lemaila, talk about the eder says. Ha'oi, and I don't know what the aval goes on, we're skipping the aval. Ha'oi ru lemaila, bebechin sislapshus, mamish. The eder goes into the keli, mamish. V'nikir neshmas al aguf, it goes into the keli to such an extent, it's called neshama for a guf. Which is life, which has to do with the keli. Venitfas umurgesh bazeh. The light is grasped and felt by the air. Commission is by Ildi Bramaslo Ikach Kerach im Kolzeh. Nevertheless, Eine Misadiv Mamish doesn't mingle. So we're talking about air which goes into keli. And even though it goes into keli, the keli does not change it whatsoever. V'zeh o'sha'oma, this, the pshat nezer, kama kadishin, you know, many things are holy, but v'leis kadish kavai, nothing like kavai. Why? The kadishin shabayilim is holy in the world, besides for atzilus. Hu shem muvdul, v'enei mislabish klal. That the oid ain't safe, even though it's mislabishus, it's removed, it's not mislabish at all. Ulamailahu and the maila is gamsha mislabish misachad, that it does two opposite things. This misachad, the mislabish, umikomukum, and the misarav, at the same time it doesn't mix. Bottom of the page, vareze al derech moshal Hashem, it's like oil. What do we know about oil? That mitzadechod mefapeh becholdov, it bores into every place, it penetrates every place. The bechomukum in every place, shubachin, who was removed. That even though oil is everywhere, nevertheless oil doesn't mingle. V'harai, when it comes to liquid, you say shemen dat mefapeh bekuli. Tzafak abikol mashkin. Shumuv dot shenim mitzad abayit, separate from the thing which it saturates. Ukeken the same truth by oyer ragam shem mitzlam b'rakelim goes into kelim mechay es mekana gives it life. Mikomakum nevertheless, any mitzad abamishimam does not ever mix with them. V'zeu in kodesh kavai, that's the pshat in kodesh kavai. Shahair did madreig of air. Hagam shubachin is a slapshus v'sachtos amak kelim. Even though it becomes one with the keli, mikomakum kodesh umuvdal is holy and separated. So, what did we do just now? A filibuster. That's what we did. I read a bunch of words. We established the fundamental idea. The fundamental idea is that oil is able to go higher than the Chedish and Kalim, which is oil. Correct? And the Rebbe says, what's the pshat that Kalim goes higher than the Chedish and Kalim and goes to oil? That even though the eid is mislabish in the keli, and usually a slap just means simtzum, in this case a slap just means gilui. Okay, so what I just did was read and translate. I didn't explain anything. Gunish, I just translated. We'll do it Sunday, Mitzvah.
Okay. Didn't we just more or less give a simple answer that there's two levels and that's it? I mean, it is, but it's not mislabish. I mean, I guess the etzim doesn't get affected, only different times get affected. You can answer something like that.
Well, the Kiddush here is that we're talking about Mamale Talab, okay, which is close. And nevertheless, we're saying in Kodesh Kavai.
Right. Like we look at the Kiddush,
I'll talk about all those things tomorrow.
Hey.